If the stock of paint were investigated, we find that 12 different manufacturers are supplying the paint. Why? Why 12 different manufacturers are supplying the paint? Why it cannot be only one supplier? One supplier, why 12 different suppliers? Variety. Standardize on one supplier, whom you can make accountable for quality, whom you can make accountable for quantity, whom you can make accountable for that paint shade. He will be mixing the paint shade on his computer and he will give you accurately that shade. If I bring the paint from different suppliers, they will supply different shades. And how to control that shade? Because you don't have any means of checking whether the shade is particularly correct or not. 12 different manufacturers are supplying the paint. Paint is purchased in 6 different size of containers, which I already told you. 12 different manufacturers, 6 different containers. It is not clear which paint is for internal work and which paint is for external work. Nobody knows anything. It is a big confusion. There are 10 different shades of green in stock, 8 shades of red, 7 shades of blue, and so on. Consider this. Huge variety, because there was no control, there was no standardization on paint shade, there was no standardization of container size, there was no standardization of supplier. How worst is the situation here? A proper approach is issue of specifications for 5 type of paint, decision to buy from one manufacturer. A long-term arrangement, proper pricing will be there. We have to consider his cost, proper pricing you fix, and then he will be dedicated to you. He will give you proper quality, proper shade, proper quantity. You don't have to worry about all those things. So you have to standardize decision to buy from one manufacturer's range, the number of different sizes of container to be reduced. For example, make it only one container of 5 liters or 10 liters. Standardize. For variety reduction, you must standardize. Take a decision that one supplier who is nearest to you, who is very reliable, who has been working with you for a long time, who will listen to you for your requirements and understand your requirements properly, who will be giving you the parts with very less price, the economical price, select that man. Make a long-term arrangement with him and then work. So there you can reduce the color varieties, you can reduce the varieties of containers, and definitely you will not get confused about from where to bring the material. Suppliers are standardized. So I will give a very high priority to standardization, variety reduction. Once you do the standardization, there will be variety reduction, and it is a must in stores. Otherwise, inventory control is out of question. Now I will come, once the codification, standardization and variety reduction I complete. Codification will guarantee you that you identify the part properly. Standardization will ensure that you will buy from one supplier, one shade, one container. So your store will not be flooded with a variety of parts, creating a big confusion. That will never happen. So standardization and variety reduction. Codification, standardization, variety reduction I have covered. And now I will start with one very important subject of barcoding. A barcode is designed to eliminate manual entry and error. For example, if I do the typing of names, 1000 names of people who have joined me, if I start typing the names, I will make at least 10 mistakes. I will make spelling mistake. I will make some mistake of persons For example, instead of Deshpande, I will call him as Pandey, and so many mistakes I will do. This is our experience. So if I want the names of the people to be typed by an experienced typist, still I can tell you that she will make or he will make many mistakes. And I don't want any mistakes. I want zero mistakes. What I should do? So here, this slide I will read. Imagine an employee working in a data entry facility that manually enters keyboard entry, customer ID numbers from an ID card. She has an ID card. Then she looks at the ID card and types the customer ID number into a database search to pull up customer information. Manually entering hundreds of ID numbers could take a tremendous amount of time and may even cause data entry errors. In this situation, a barcode can be used. That means give a barcode for every customer. The user can generate barcodes of all customer ID numbers and print the information on the ID card. Then use a scanner to scan the barcode and quickly process the information as if it were being typed into the database search. For example, today you must have seen there are many visiting cards on which there is a barcode. You have to scan the barcode and then automatically the information comes in your computer. So, barcoding is being used by people very, very extensively nowadays. I will give you some information on how this barcoding works. To generate a barcode, use a barcode font. In Word, you can download a font, barcode font, and then or component or application, and then you can, once you type, for example, you type your name as PM Bhendre, you will get a barcode for that. And then to scan the barcode, use a handheld or software barcode scanner, handheld scanner, which I saw in Samsonite or Mahindra and Mahindra, they were using it, handheld barcode scanner. So the moment you put that scanner, immediately you get all the information about that part, about that customer, everywhere. So easily you are able to avoid all the mistakes. So barcode is a very, very important thing. Once the barcode is created, connect the scanner to the computer. Once an application, open an application, text editor or browser and scan the barcode. The data will appear where the cursor resides. The process is very similar to using a keyboard to manually enter information. In computer, we are using the keyboard. Instead of that, you scan the barcode, the information will come to your computer automatically. The barcode label. In Samsonite, what I saw, as soon as the material comes, the label is printed. There is a label printing software. The barcode label software is a barcode label printing software with a user-friendly label design interface. This product includes three versions: free version, standard version, pro version, which generates 2D barcodes. What is 2D barcode? I will tell you. And connects to advanced database system. The software can generate barcode label. We need the barcode label, so because we can then stick that barcode label onto the box before sending it to the raw material stores. So it prints the barcode label or link data from other sources such as Excel spreadsheet, CSV file or database table. It can directly be entered into the software. Barcode image generator. The ID automation barcode image generator is a barcode image generation application that creates barcodes one at a time or many at a time using the user interface or command line. It supports JPEG, EPS, TIFF, PNG, BMP, WMF and 1 bit per pixel monochrome bitmap image formats. The software can import text files to generate multiple barcodes. You can generate multiple barcodes also. Barcode fonts are font files that create barcodes. This is the most popular method of creating barcodes. OCR program fonts, OCR program fonts are used for several purposes where automated systems need a standard character shape defined to properly read text without the use of barcodes. Some examples of OCR program fund implementation include bank checks, passports, serial labels, and postal mail. Security funds are used to print securities, names and currency amounts on high security documents such as bank check in a manner that cannot be easily altered and may prevent forgery also. MICR, E13B and MICR CMC7 funds are special funds that is used on bank checks that you may be knowing already, and drafts to print characters for magnetic recognition and optical character recognition systems. Barcode symbology. What is symbology? A symbology barcode type is a protocol for arranging the bars and space that make up a particular kind of barcode. ID automation offers several symbologies as fonts. I have already told you about fonts, then applications and components. There are two major symbology types: linear barcodes, that is 1D, and two-dimensional barcodes, and that is 2D. Look at this. This is a linear barcode. This is a linear barcode, which on you can download the font on your Word, and then you can generate this kind of a linear barcode. Holds less than 85 characters. A majority of customers are set up to use linear barcodes. Linear scanner is there. It creates a wide barcode. There are three types of linear barcodes. I have seen here code 128, then Wikipedia code 39, UPC. These three kind of barcodes. Barcodes representing the data in bits, and the spacing of parallel lines such as code 128 is having the parallel lines. Code 39 also, UPC also, are referred to as linear or 1D, one-dimensional barcode symbology. Once I scan this, I know what is the information about my name, my address, and all that. Then these are two-dimensional barcodes. Requires a 2D barcode scanner. With the same data, creates a smaller barcode than linear. Then two-dimensional barcodes are these three kind of things, which data matrix, PDA-417, QR code, these are the different kinds of two-dimensional barcodes. These may have patterns of squares, dots, hexagons, and other geometric patterns, while maintaining a fairly small size. These barcode types hold much more data than linear barcodes. That's why nowadays you must have seen on your visiting cards, many people use 2D barcodes like this. You can also print your visiting cards having 2D barcodes. 2D barcodes can hold hundreds of characters, and that is the advantage of 2D barcodes. Online sellers will always be prone to making order fulfillment errors in streamlining the process of shipping and neglecting ever-increasing warehousing costs. They will be making mistakes manually. These businesses can avoid processing errors and incorrect shipments by using data available through the barcode systems. Through these systems, they are also able to create cost reductions and efficiencies. But I will consider accuracy as more important thing rather than the cost reductions, which also is important. Cost reductions, efficiencies are important, but accuracy is more important. So by using a more consistent approach to this fulfillment process. What is fulfillment? Order comes, I pick up the order and fulfill the order, and there so many people will make so many mistakes in picking. Then what to do? A pick list is generated through the incoming invoices, and software determines how many attempts are required to fulfill this order. How many gears, how many ball bearings, how many tools are required to fulfill these orders. At this stage, overloading of carts can be avoided by limiting the number of orders per batch. Once the picking list has been uploaded to the barcode scanning software, the worker can scan the barcode of the slip and then scan each attempt before finalizing the order. The software would alert them of any errors. In Fujifilm, the film undergoes a multiple chemical reaction processes during production.
The processes are different for each type of film, necessitating accurate WIP tracking. Earlier, Fujifilm workers manually identified each work in process at time and loaded it into a specific chemical chamber. How difficult it is to manually monitor all these things, because they are very critical chemical processes. They are different for each type of film. They are different at each stage of WIP. So manually identifying each work in process atom and load it into a specific chemical chamber, which was very difficult. It slowed the production and created error opportunities. And what solution they have found is barcoding incorporated, demonstrated a method for identifying materials, production stations by barcode, specified and provided intrinsically safe wireless handheld computers with integrated barcode readers for capturing the WIP data, research and provided barcode label material that could withstand the chemical environment. That means barcode labels will not get spoiled because of the chemical environment, and then created a custom application to manage the process where they made no mistakes in identifying the particular WIP atom. It used to take workers several minutes earlier to identify materials. They were making mistakes while loading them into the proper chemical chambers and record the data. Now, it is all done in seconds. Transaction is reported to Fujifilm's production management system in a real time over a wireless LAN. So, earlier people were making mistakes. Barcoding has made their life so easy. Their work has become very accurate. The mistakes have become zero. And so, this barcoding you should implement into your life. I will insist upon it, because this is the modern thing. Every one of you should take this barcoding very seriously in your day-to-day life. I said, print your visiting cards also with this barcode label. And in your industry, whenever you will start your industry, use barcoding as far as possible. Thereby, your mistakes will be less, your productivity will increase, and identification will be accurate, inventory control will be accurate. And so I will insist upon identification, codification, standardization, variety reduction, and barcoding. Very, very important subject, which you should give a personal attention to it. Thank you.